This is Radio Superior 1958. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1958.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studio and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, rocking your world. It's a radioactive Saturday, February 1st, 1958. Danny Anderson has the 6 o'clock news, including a cool new robotic thingamabob at local supermarkets, and we have a great debate over Groundhog Day tomorrow.
It's a bunch of hooey. Not even worth my breath.
But you'll be brooding all over Evening Telegram reporter Sybil Wade. Why don't you just ask her out instead of debating her? I mean, that's just plain dweeby, man.
My interest is purely scientific. I am setting the record straight. Rodents can't predict the weather, and it's as simple as that.
Neither can the weatherman.
Ah, you just want to impress her. That's why you've been hanging out at city council meetings lately. That's her beat.
My talks are very important. Cracks in sidewalks and declaring a citywide Engineers Appreciation Day are big deals.
Berthium's Grocery is paying the light bill tonight. Berthium's has pot roast for just 49 cents a pound and a 6-ounce jar of Maxwell House coffee just $1.39. Berthium's has red-hot specials for cold winter meals. Dial 4-5551 for free delivery. Your turn, Denny.
The U.S. launches its first satellite as Explorer joins Sputnik 2 in orbit, and the Army is preparing a second mini-moon launch. We begin our world report from Florida.
This is Duke Skorich at Cape Canaveral. America's first man-made satellite whirled around the Earth today. And the Army disclosed it is preparing to hurl another into orbit. It was the Army's Jupiter C missile that fired a 30-pound moon aloft last night. This recovers some of the U.S. prestige lost when Russia boosted her two Sputniks into space last fall. With a huge burst of flame and a thunderous roar that could be heard for miles along Florida's east coast, Jupiter C blasted off from this top-secret firing base at 10:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night. About an hour and 45 minutes later, the Explorer satellite had completed its first journey around the world. Tracking stations are receiving its radio signals. Army Missile Test Program Chief John Medeiros said it will remain aloft from 2 to 10 years. Rocket designer Dr. Werner von Braun says the 6-foot-long metal tube is circling the Earth once every 113 minutes. The satellite is christened the Explorer and has the only radio voice coming to Earth from outer space. Sputnik 1 has disintegrated, and the radio batteries of the dog carrying Sputnik 2 have long been dead. 2 hours after the firing, Medeiros told a news conference that the Army has been directed to fire one more satellite at the present time. That date will be kept secret. Major General Medeiros says the satellite's primary mission is to measure cosmic radiation. Reporting from Cape Canaveral, this is Duke Skorich.
This is Alfred M. Schock with the President in Augusta, Georgia. That's wonderful, was President Eisenhower's elated reaction to word that an Army Jupiter C rocket had rammed the United States' first satellite into orbit. Then, after waiting up for word until nearly 1 a.m., the happy President put out the first official announcement that the baby moon was racing around the globe. Eisenhower, here for a weekend of golf and bridge, got the orbiting information 2 hours after the satellite-carrying rocket was launched at Cape Canaveral, Florida. At a dramatic news conference, White House Press Secretary James Hagerty issued this statement by the president. Dr. J. Wallace Joyce, head of the International Geophysical Office, the National Science Foundation, has just informed me that the United States has successfully placed a scientific Earth satellite in orbit. This launching is part of our country's participation in the International Geophysical Year. All information received from this satellite promptly will be made available to the scientific community of the world. The statement was telephoned by Hagerty to the president at the Augusta National Golf Club. From old soldier Eisenhower, who spent 40 years in the Army, there's no doubt the success is a special thrill. The Army, once just about ruled out of the missile development field, has stepped in to bolster U.S. prestige after Russia's launching of two Sputniks. In Augusta, Georgia, this is Alfred M. Schock.
This is Bill Cortez in Huntsville, Alabama. Huntsville citizens began a wild celebration last night as the United States' first satellite was launched by a Jupiter C missile at Cape Canaveral. The Jupiter C was developed at nearby Redstone Arsenal, site of the Army Ballistic Missile Agency. Sirens signaling the successful launching sounded here. Crowds began assembling in the main square in downtown Huntsville shortly after it was disclosed the Jupiter C, bearing the baby moon, was launched. Within an hour after the Jupiter C launch, the crowd in this northeast Alabama town increased to about 10,000. The city has a population of 56,000. The crowd waved placards which said, "Shoot for Mars! Move over, Sputnik! Our missiles never miss! Space is ours, and we doot it!" Although none went into orbit, skyrockets were fired from the street corners. Firecrackers exploded. The demonstration was like those that marked the end of World War II. Dr. Werner von Braun, the city's hero, was in Washington, but he and other German scientists who helped develop the Jupiter C were cheered by the crowd. Demonstrations went on until the wee hours of the morning. In Huntsville, this is Bill Cortez, International News Service.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. What is a fair fare? Florida Senator Smathers of the Senate's Transportation Subcommittee says railroads will vanish from the American scene within 3 years unless Congress takes drastic rescue action. At the same time, our airlines are demanding permission to raise fares or they'll have to cancel plans for buying jets. Senator Smathers is not exaggerating the urgency of the situation. He really believes that railroad passenger service will end within 3 years and freight service shortly thereafter unless something is done. Railroads are laying off employees at 40,000 a day. The committee is hearing from a parade of experts from these industries, any one of whom knows more about the problems than does Paul Harvey. But the gosh-awful mess that has encumbered the carriers with sundry shackles is such a classic example of the inefficiency of government supervision that we should hold it up to the light. Meanwhile, up in the sky, passenger fares are still at 1942 levels. So one major airline lost $2.5 million last year, though it carried more passengers than ever before. It's obvious, if the airlines can't afford to buy jets, the entire United States backslides. Normally, I don't rip the scab off some sore subject unless I have some healing balm to recommend. In this case, I don't know the answer. And now you know the rest of the story. Paul Harvey. Good day.
This is Harold Stark with the Hollywood Minute. Norma Talmadge, the versatile dark-eyed siren who made more than 200 pictures during her silent film career, died today. She went to Hollywood land in 1914 and grew up with the movies. Starting with walk-on roles in One and Two Reelers, she quickly became a featured player. Her first success was in A Tale of Two Cities. Norma was believed to be one of Hollywood's wealthiest stars. She earned $7,500 a week, a nice haul in the 1920s. At the crest of her fame, Fanlander came in at a rate of $3,000 a week. In her heyday, Norma said, "Making pictures is a colossal game. To me, it is life. It gives me what I want." But it did not give her that satisfaction after pictures started talking. She made only two talkies before retiring in 1932. Doctors say Norma Talmadge died of a stroke. She was 60. This is Harold Stark in Hollywood, and the minute's up.
A Public Health Service spokesman says there have been sporadic reports of new outbreaks of the Asian flu, but there is no indication of another widespread epidemic of Asian flu such as occurred last fall. Although far short of the disastrous Spanish flu pandemic that killed up to 50 million people between 1918 and 1920, the Asian flu killed 2 million people, including 70,000 Americans. The Evangelical Lutheran Church has ordered pastors in East Germany to stand fast before a communist terror campaign aimed at forcing a mass flight of clergymen. East Germany's Stalinist regime has started a campaign of attack on clergymen personally rather than risk a direct assault on the influential church. Several pastors have been charged with anti-state activity and public confessions have been drawn from them, presumably by torture. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Berthium's Grocery.
Hey, we've got some red-hot specials for cold-weather meals from Berthium's in Superior. Get this, pork roast, 43 cents a pound, Elliott's Ribbon. Ground beef, 3 pounds, 98 cents. Pot roast, 49 cents a pound. Swift fruited picnic hams, 45 cents. Swift or Armour's hams, 57 cents. Round steak, 69 cents. And in the frozen food department, you can get Libby frozen peas, corn, squash, spinach, peas, and carrots, 6 for only $1. Potatoes, 10-pound bag, 45 cents. And you coffee lovers, Maxwell House Instant Coffee, $1.39 for a 6-ounce jar. Just some of the buys, the great buys at Berthium's in downtown Superior. For pickup or delivery, dial 45551. Denny?
The timber wolf is disappearing in Wisconsin. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Certainly, northwestern Wisconsin residents have no reason to be. This majestic and once quite common animal has all but disappeared from the area, and reports of its occurrence are rare. The state legislature placed the timber wolf, along with the Canadian lynx, on the protected list last year in hopes of preserving a remnant population in the state. In regions which rely heavily on the tourist trade, these living symbols of the wilderness are of incalculable value. Last month, Wallace Chamberlain and Willard Ogren of Herbster struck and killed a wolf with their car on County Highway C, 8 miles northwest of Washburn. It was identified as a timber wolf by Iron River Conservation Warden Fred Miner. The wolf weighed 88 pounds. Last October, Brule Forest Ranger George Gillette observed where a timber wolf had killed a raccoon about 3 miles northeast of the Iron River Fire Tower. Mr. Gillette says because of this inability to meet the problem of civilization, the regal timber wolf may be completely wiped out in Wisconsin within a few years. Perhaps old Two Toes was the last of his kind in Bayfield County, and for those who've heard his lonesome howl on a cold winter night, he took with him some of the magic of the North Country, Denny.
The Twin Ports Square Dance Club and Superior Recreation Department will sponsor a square dance at the VFW Hall from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 9th. Proceeds will be donated to the March of Dimes Polio Fund. The Ladybugs will serve coffee and donuts. The VFW has donated the use of its halls, and the callers are donating their talents. And a modern miracle will soon appear in local supermarkets. A long-awaited robot cashier makes change for a dollar. Shoppers insert a dollar bill, old or new, wrinkled or smooth, and get back 2 quarters, 3 dimes, and 4 nickels. The bill changer rejects foreign currency and phony money. So, Tim, no monopoly money allowed. And that's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Monopoly money? You're going to be a regular character, man. I dig it. Sticking around for the great Groundhog Joe trying to impress Sybil debate?
Should be a blast.
Oh, hip talk from Denny. My, how you have grown. Before you know it, you'll like the platters more than Hank Snow.
Hey, nothing wrong with Hank Snow.
Now let's peer into the weather ball for this Saturday, February 1st, 1958. A few flakes and nippy on your bippy with the mercury at 0 tonight and a sweet 16 tomorrow. Now from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack in the back of the wax, it's Buddy Holly on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna feed my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you're worth it for me.
Dum dum dum, oh boy. Dum dum dum, oh boy.
Oh.
all of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you are a man for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you are a man for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world can see that you are meant for me.
From Coral Records, 21-year-old Buddy Holly and the Crickets on Kickin' KUWS. Man, they are lighting up the rock and roll atmosphere on their tour in Australia right now. Those guys are smart. It's summer down under there, mate. If you can't make it to Kangaroo Land, head nod west sounds like a kick. For the finest trip you've ever had, ride the Vistadome North Coast Limited. It's the only train in the Northwest with stewardess and nurse services. Oh, mama, I think I need some medical aid. The Vistadome Choo Choo Limited has a buffet lounge and out-of-this-world Northern Pacific meals. The ticket from the Union Depot in Duluth to Seattle is only $48.48. Phone Randolph 8353 to get on board.
Choo Choo Limited.
Poetic license, man. Here's a new one by a big man, the Big Bopper, and Chantilly Lace. Hello, Big Bopper.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Yeah, yeah, for Mercury Records, Chantilly Lace, brand new from the Big Bopper. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the tug. That's my new favorite saying.
It's time for our new feature, Speak Your Mind.
I just said a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the tug.
Speak Your Mind is an opportunity for substantive topics from the average citizen. Now, Mr. Morris Berger of Berger Hardware.
Who are you calling average?
I meant citizen. How's that work for you?
Better.
Now, speak your mind.
To the councilman of the City of Superior and the city manager of the City of Superior, I express myself about changing the rate of the parking meters from 1 cent up to 5 cents. I believe that we would all like that the City of Superior should make progress, but I do not believe that the City of Superior will get rich from the nickels. So I would like to ask the councilman and city manager to change the rate on the parking meters to 1 cent, 2 cents, and 5 cents. It is not fair to anybody if they want to step in and buy some nails or a loaf of bread or a bottle of milk or mail a letter or buy stamps, which would take a few minutes, that they will have to pay 5 cents, or to make people walk to find a place to save 5 cents. I hope this matter will be changed and make everybody happy. Morris Berger, 525 Tower Avenue.
If you'd like to speak your mind, simply send us a letter to KUWS, Old Main, Superior State College, Superior.
And medical bills, for the love of Mike, my cousin Abraham's boy Ezra broke his arm. The doctor bill came to $50.
We limit the mind-speaking topics to one, Mr. Berger.
Usually it's $15. It's as if we were to start charging $10 for a ball-peen hammer. Can you imagine in your wildest dream?
I've had some wild dreams, Daddy-O, like this wild KUWS twin spin, complete with weirdo songs. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ping-pang, walla-walla, ball-peen. It's Davisville and the Witch Doctor and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I told the Witch Doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Bam, bam, shoot 'em up, pow! Here are the Olympics and Western movies on a kickin' KUWS weirdo song, Twin Spin! Oh.
To save my soul. My baby loves the Western.
Ouch! Ow! Ew! Settle down there. That was the Olympics and Western movies on Kickin' KUWS weirdo song, Twin Spin.
Before we get into the great Rugrat dialogue, my colleague and I, Superior Radio Amateurs Association President, W9UXZIE, Jerry, are starting up the Superior Amateurs Association Rocket Club.
Yeah, ew! Well, we thought it would be a blast. Get it? Blast? Boom?
That's a hilarious, funny pun. You're a punny guy, Jerry.
I thought so, but I was going to say we thought it would be a propellant or a gaseous matter, but that's not nearly as hilarious.
Pretty funny.
Anyway.
Well, it's an offshoot.
So to speak. Get it?
Of the Wisconsin Organization of Space Hobbyists.
Or whoosh!
We think it's important to give the skinny on the birthplace of the United States satellite, which is currently whirring around the planet. Whoosh! Is as much informational as it is exciting and fun.
Not that education can't be fun, too.
That's right. Well, unless it's gym class.
I hated climbing the ropes the most, didn't you?
Oh, I hated bomber ball the most.
Oh, yeah, me too. But, you know, it always was the same. We'd get picked last, and then they'd wail on us with the ball, and we were the first ones out.
Between the rope burns and the ball bruises, it would equal no fun.
I can dig it, man. That was kind of a sicko game.
I want to get far beyond Joe's last remark, please.
That did have a double entendre. Joe, do you read me, Joe?
I'm trying to figure out what the heck you just said.
Never mind, just carry on.
Roger that. Our club, with the auspices of Whoosh, will have direct access to the monthly newsletter from the little-known California Institute of Technology Jet Propulsion Lab.
It was little known until now. That's where the satellite, not the rocket, but the satellite was built.
A team of JPL scientists under the direction of William Pickering took over the Navy's Vanguard satellite and redesigned into the baby moon that is doing the whirring over the Earth this very night.
The JPL may be a little known to the general public, but its laboratory has had its sights on outer space since 1940. Not only that...
That's a spaz sound.
Not only that, but it is today the Army's principal facility for rocketry.
Caltech even goes further back than 1940. It began its theoretical investigation into rocketry in 1936, when Buck Rogers was only a Saturday matinee serial.
Well, I stand corrected.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very big of you.
Nothing of it.
Anyway.
If you'd like to join the Superior Amateur Association of Rocketry, a subsidiary of Whoosh, you can contact me, Superior Radio Amateurs Association President, on shortwave radio call signal W9UXZ, and we'll sign you up.
That was fun. Can I be president?
No.
No way, Jose. Here's a new platter from Little Richard. Boy, he really lays this one on us. Here's Good Golly Miss Molly on the Tim Michaels Dodgeball Dance Party.
Miss Molly.
Yeah, baby, from Specialty Records, that's what rock and roll is all about. Little Richard's latest Good Golly Miss Molly on Kickin' KUWS. Now, let the Groundhog Rumble begin.
In this corner is Sybil Wade, reporter for the Superior Evening Telegram. In the opposite corner, weighing in at 129 pounds, soaking wet, is station engineer Joe Gardonio.
From a learned, scientific way, logically, and calculatingly, purely analytical.
You're just trying to impress Sybil Wade.
Ever since Sputnik, kittens really go for the eggheads.
There's no such thing going on here.
Well, I like my men smart but humble.
I shall approach this from a learned, scientific, logical, calculating, and humble way. You first, Sybil.
As Pop Groundhog makes his way out of his winter hideout hole to take his first look at the world in this new year of 1958, lore has it he will determine if spring is just around the corner or we'll have 6 more weeks of old man winter. If, skies being clear, he sees his shadow, he will scurry back to his burrow for warmth. That spells 6 more weeks of cold.
Poppycock!
If, on the other hand, tomorrow happens to be a cloudy day, he will stretch his sweet, stubby legs and sniff around. No shadow means spring will soon cast its lovely scents on us.
Claptrap. See here, I have scientific evidence with climatological statistics that will prove only that the groundhog, or Marmota momax, meteorologically impaired, but the whole deal is an excuse for Puxatani to have a big German beer party. If you'll notice my chart here and follow along with my pointer... Hey! You're not following along with my pointer.
You're awfully cute with that chart and pointer.
Well, I stayed up all night putting this stuff together, and I got the pointer new from the Five and Dime. And all the nuns shop there for their pointers.
Wow, Mr. Professor has turned into a bowl of goo.
Funny, yet embarrassing.
You know, if you donned a pair of glasses and put a few more pencils in that front pocket, you'd be irresistible.
Well, I can do that. This pocket will hold 20, 30 pencils. I'm a lead pencil number 2 man myself.
Oh, wow! You make me look suave, like a regular Cary Grant. Pull yourself together, Matt.
And you, what an interesting voice.
I just fall all over myself. Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Time to cut out cats and kittens. Coming up tonight on WDSM-TV, David Brinkley reports the news from Washington, Chet Huntley from New York, almost as good as Lou Martin, then Jim Bowie, followed by Blondie. If I was Jim Bowie, I'd follow Blondie, too. Dagwood gets caught up in some international spy intrigue.
I never miss Blondie or Jim Bowie.
We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and the offended groundhog doesn't want to rumble with us. For Denny Anderson and the gang, this is Tim Michaels, rocking your world.
Hey, Miss Sybil? My name's Jerry, but my friends call me W9UXZ. I'm W9UXZ.
Knock it off! I've already swept her off her feet.
No, I won't!
Well, you'd better, bub.
Well, this means war, yeah, Buster! Well, I'll tell you right now!
Come on, be a he-man!
Superior, 1958. An original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Duke Skorich, Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Peter Nordgren, Karina Coy, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1958 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Oh, my.
Then it has to be a double indie.
Yeah.
What indie? What the hell is that word?
Entendre.
A double
I
what?
I like any indie.
Entendre. Yeah, I don't know the word. I never heard the word. What is
entendre.
The word? Entendre.
That's the way you speak all the time.
Okay, a double innuendo. All right. Double entendre.
That would be. You wouldn't know it because you're speaking from the side of double entendre.
No, I'm starting to feel like I didn't dodgeball.
Jerry, in addition to hating Jim, hated English class just as bad.
Oh, yeah. That's why I became a ham radio operator.
Hey, wait a minute now.
I never miss Blondie or Jim Bowie. What is he, man?
Jim Bowie.
What a big man.
Daniel Boone.
What a big man. But the bear was bigger, so he ran up a tree. With an eye like an eagle and a face like a beagle had he.